I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. What should you carry with you when you go out detecting? Everybody has a list, and here's mine. Now listen up, I'm not telling you that my list is the list. Everybody finds what works best for them after they get some experience under their belt. My recommendation is that you start with my list and let it evolve naturally into your own list. And let me know what changes you make. I'm always looking for better ways to do things. Okay, here we go. Accessories to consider. Number one, a loop cover for your detector's coil. It looks like a frisbee and snaps right onto your coil. Some people love them because they save wear and tear on your expensive coil, but others don't use them because they add to the weight of your detector and they keep your coil a fraction of an inch farther away from your targets. I prefer no coil cover unless I'm detecting in rough areas that might damage the bottom of my coil. Number two, headphones. If you're hunting in areas without much background noise, use a set of Walkman-type headphones. If there's a lot of noise around you, like traffic, machinery, or fast-flowing water, use a larger set of headphones that completely cover your ears. I personally seldom use the big headphones because they make my head sweat, and they're particularly uncomfortable in hot weather. But deeper coins give a quieter beep, and you want to be sure you don't miss a good find because your headphones were drowned out by extraneous noise. For the smaller Walkman type, Walmart sells a Koss brand headphone with an inline volume control for under $5. Headphones that are made for indoor stereo listening are often too fragile to stand up well in the field. Get a pair of headphones especially made for metal detecting. I like the Audiophone 2 headphones. Do a Google search and you'll find them for about $40. Accessory number three, a hunting knife. I've tried several different methods of digging coins, and for me, a hunting knife is the way to go. You can see how I use a hunting knife on the internet. I'll post the URL in the show notes. That little video also shows how I use the next several items on this list, too. The knife's blade should be thick enough not to bend, but thin enough to dig easily into the ground. And, very important, the knife should have a rounded handle top. So when you push the knife into the ground with your palm, you don't rub calluses into your hand. I learned the hard way. Accessory number four, a pinpointer. This wonderful gizmo looks like a walkie-talkie. The tip is a tiny metal detector that beeps when it gets within a half inch or so of metal. There are several brands of pinpointers, and they come in several price ranges. Some of them attach to your detector and some don't. The one I use is the Harbor Freight. It costs $17. I'll put the URL of their website in my show notes. This particular pinpointer is automatically turned off until you push in a spring-loaded button, and it has a built-in light so you can see into the hole you've dug. For me, a pinpointer cuts in half the time required to dig a coin, which means my actual hunting time is doubled. This tool's like a TV remote control or a cordless telephone. You don't realize how much you need it until you actually use it. Number five, an electrician's screwdriver with a blunted end. An electrician's screwdriver has a long, thin blade. Use a file or grindstone to smoothly round the end of the screwdriver so you're less likely to scratch coins as you probe for them. You use this to pop up those shallow coins and to carefully extract coins from the edges of holes. Find them with your pinpointer, then retrieve them with your screwdriver. Six, a nail apron. Put your good finds in one pocket, your junk in the other. When you go by a trash can, empty your junk pocket. When I'm hunting in a schoolyard or park, I like to pick up some pieces of pop cans that have been hit by lawnmowers and keep them in my junk pocket. These are ugly-looking things with sharp, jagged edges. If anyone ever approaches me and tells me angrily to leave, I can show them the sharp metal pieces and say, "Look what I'm picking up. Would you want your kid to fall on this?" That should confirm your usefulness. And remember to wear your nail apron high on your body so nothing falls out of the pockets when you drop to dig a target. Number seven, an extra set of batteries for your metal detector, and another set for your pinpointer. There's nothing more maddening than having your batteries go dead in the field and you're miles from a store. And by the way, if you carry batteries in your pocket, be sure they're wrapped so their contacts can't short out by touching coins or keys or even each other. Especially with 9-volt batteries, it's easy for their tips to touch and set your pants on fire. And yes, I know. Here's how I put it all together. I'm right-handed, so I carry my detector in my right hand. In my left hand is my digging knife, my screwdriver, and my pinpointer. When I get a beep, I drop to my knees and run the pinpointer over the ground. I dig with the knife or the screwdriver, depending on how deep the coin is, retrieve the coin and put it in my nail apron, and then I stand up to swing my detector for the next coin. Before I wrap this up, I want to point out that there are tons of other metal detecting accessories that appear on the must-have lists of other treasure hunters. Some of these might strike your fancy. A handheld GPS unit, plat maps, a compass, a water scoop, a probe, a trowel, business cards that read something like "Have detector, will travel," a gold testing kit for nugget hunters, a handkerchief to pile dirt on and then easily get it back into the hole by just dumping it out of the handkerchief, and I've seen a frisbee used this way too. A pack of grass seed and a bottle of water with plant nutrient to really repair holes, and in some locales, if you have the proper permit or license and feel the need, a weapon. For more tips on metal detecting, see the bottom of my webpage, treasuremanual.com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.